Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. This is the third hour. Gary Franchi is joining me, and we are talking about the things that, I'll tell you, the things that we need to know but don't know because they don't seem to want us to know. And joining me today is a gentleman who I have come to really respect, Jeff Warrick, who has done a social documentary, an amazing work on the history of subliminal messaging in America, and I commend him. I am so grateful to have him join us today to help explain and for us to understand how broad the use of this type of programming is in the country today. And we're also going to find out what his other projects are also that he's moving on to, which fascinating work, I have to say. So thank you very much for joining us today, Jeff Warrick, on the Power Hour. Do we have Jeff there? Where did Jeff go? Let's see here. I'm sure they're working on it right now to try and figure out where it is. Gary, let me just add, you had a chance to see the movie last night, didn't you?
I sure did. And, there were some points brought up in that film that I had no idea the extent of it. I see magazine advertising, billboards, commercials, all the different media that we ingest every day that's really forced into us. I had no idea the actual extent of it. I mean, there was a great example that was presented in the film repeatedly, almost, well, not subliminally, but maybe I'm gonna ask Jeff if he had any subliminal stuff in the movie, but. Nonetheless, the ice cubes, and of course, sex in the ice cubes, the word, or the Marlboro ad that had a large phallic symbol. And the impact that it had when Marlboro did A-B testing on groups, to which group which group that ad resonated with, and of course, through the subliminal use of imagery. People were attracted more to that the Marlboro ad that had the phallic symbol in it. So I had no idea of the extent to that. And of course, he went into the Disney films.
Oh yeah. Well, we'll let him get into that. I don't want to tell his story, but I got to tell you, I had never seen so many phallic symbols in advertising because we never saw them. We never see them until they're pointed out to us, and it's pretty obvious that they're there after we're shown it. But Jeff Warrick, he is writer, producer, and director of Programming the Nation. He founded Ignite Productions in 2002, which is thought-provoking entertainment, which I love. He graduated from UCSC in 2000. He has a double major in film and literature. And let's see, Nate, do we have him joining us today? Okay. Do we have you there, Jeff?
Yeah, I'm here, Joyce. Thanks for having
Excellent.
Me.
Excellent. Thank you so much for joining us today. I got to tell you right off the bat, I cannot thank you enough for starting out with 9/11. You had me on my feet at that point, I want you to know.
Well, yeah. The topic of subliminal messaging was really first introduced to me as a kid, kind of in the late 70s by my father. And he was reading a book called Subliminal Seduction at the time by Wilson Brian Key, which kind of claimed to, that they were blipping hidden messages during movies in theaters to increase popcorn and soda sales. Mm-hmm. And, I remember as a kid that this really alarmed me as a child to think that they might be capable of tapping into our brains in such a manner. And I wondered, what other messages might they be sending us? So I think it was really 9/11, though, that was truly a catalyst for me, particularly with the claims that, this was all an inside job, but also the way in which the Bush administration and what I like to call the extreme media was beating the drum for war against Iraq. It was really all of this that led me to wonder and, begin exploring in what ways in which we were being manipulated on a subconscious level.
Absolutely. Okay, we got a three-minute break. We'll be back, and we got a long segment coming at us, and we're going to find out all about the subliminal advertising and programming the nation. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. 3 minute break. This is Joyce, Gary, and Jeff. Stay tuned.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades' worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shuley. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheban. Author, Judy Dollarhite. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Joining us. We are joined today by a gentleman who does media that counts. That's what I like, media that counts. This Jeff Warrick has produced an amazing documentary, includes Noam Chomsky. I happen to like Amy Goodman is in there, Dr. Eldon Taylor, Wilson Brian Key, Colonel John B. Alexander, who I don't appreciate, and Dr. Nick Begich, who I do really appreciate, in this documentary for what they have done in either exposing subliminal advertising or, as in the case of Colonel Alexander, covering it up. You mentioned that you were a child when you started wondering about this first of all. I don't know that I ever would have ever even dreamed that there would be anybody lying to us or trying to deceive us in the media when I was that young. What was it, do you think, Jeff, that sort of promoted that within you to say, there's something really weird going on here?
Well, you know, I think it was really my father. I mean, we loved to go to the movies together, and he would take me often. And it was the book, Wilson Brian Key's book, Subliminal Seduction, that my father had been reading, that he kind of mentioned where they were blipping subliminal messages in theaters, that kind of prompted me to question these kind of things, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And you, what you did in the way that you have phrased this or handled this in the documentary is you dealt with corporations doing it, you dealt with military, you dealt with well, a lot of the corporate entities that utilize it, as well as the response that the organization, the 4A, American Association of Advertising Agencies, had, which I thought was fascinating. But let's go through some of the examples. Now, for instance, I have never seen so many phallic symbols in my life or images as in the movies and in the advertisements that you showed. That, to me, is absolutely so obvious that something is going on here. Give us some examples of these things.
Well, you know, to be effective, I mean, subliminal messages have to either stimulate an unconscious anxiety or, you know, satisfy an unconscious fantasy. And they found out that the human mind is really extremely sensitized to things that deal with the beginning of life, which is sex, and the end of life, death. And if you can plant something in there that's really strongly motivating, either sex or death, the unconscious will remember that for a long time. Now, the alcohol and tobacco industries are notorious for using such examples in their print advertising. And, you know, you'll find literally hundreds of examples of hidden sex and phalluses, skulls, death symbols in ads by simply searching the Internet. I mean, we show numerous examples of this in our film. So according to, you know, the experts whom we interview, the predominant trend in modern subliminal advertising seems to be sexual assault or sexual violence. And this really reinforces the ideas that women are victims and that it's even sexy for a woman to be a victim. And that's really very powerful if you think about it, very important to maintain status quo in our culture. But hidden phalluses and death symbols, I mean, they both either stimulate these anxieties or satisfy these unconscious fantasies in us. And anxiety, if you think about it, it's associated with both the consumption of cigarettes and alcohol. Mm-hmm. I mean, we all know that, you know, people smoke and drink more when they're nervous. I mean, it's totally logical to think that making them nervous induces them to smoke and consume more alcohol and tobacco.
That's right. You know, one of the things that shocked me is the bedroom ad for a quilt or for a bedroom cover and pillows and whatever else. It looked like just a retail ad for that.
Right.
But in the wall behind it, the proverbial F word was there, which I was, after it was pointed out, of course, you see it, but you wouldn't even expect that to be in a retail ad for a bedroom, a bed cover.
Right. I mean, you know, it really isn't that these cues, the stimulants are, they're not really invisible to the naked eye. I mean, it's just that we don't recognize them for what they are. I mean, they're mm-hmm. they're actually completely visible if you look hard enough or really know what to look for. And one example which NYU professor Mark Christman Miller gives us would be the Newport cigarette ads, which, you know, simply show happy couples, you know, frolicking in the green. But, I mean, when you realize and look closely that these are really sort of sadomasochistic dramas, that either the man or the woman is in fatal control of the situation. So, that, you know, that's a good example. I mean, it's all right there on the surface. We just don't really know that the surface is, in fact, exactly what it is.
What are some of the types of subliminal advertising? Of course, you mentioned the ones where you can sort of look at, but then in the I was intrigued at the frame rates for film. You know, and there's a lot of examples you presented in your documentary. Of course, Fight Club was one that always stands out for me. But how does the eye work to pick up some of these subliminals that you don't even realize it?
Well, you know, I mean, it's funny because a lot of these things are done at 1/3,000th of a second. They're using something called a tachistoscope, which flashes, I mean, much quicker than even a single frame of film can pick up. So, I mean, as a filmmaker, I mean, I had to explore how TV and film industry might be affecting us subconsciously. And, you know, I'd heard that Alfred Hitchcock was really intrigued by this whole notion of subliminal effects in movies. So, you know, we look at some claims from Spellbound, which is a black-and-white film, but it had one frame of color, and it actually occurs when a character is turning a gun on himself to commit suicide, and then when he pulls the trigger, there's a single frame of red. And what he had to do, what Hitchcock had to do, was to pay an artist to basically hand-tint that one frame in every print of Spellbound. So, you know, he obviously took this very seriously, but we also look at examples from his movie Psycho. And then we look at some sound design examples from Apocalypse Now, The Godfather. We look at The Exorcist and David Fincher's film Seven as well.
You also took a look at the music industry. You talk about sound design, and you went into reverse masking, backwards masking of music, which I've often heard about. And then you actually did some testing on some controlled groups. Tell us a little bit about how that unfolded.
Well, yeah, you know, as a kid, my youth pastor at the church I attended, as a teenager, taught us that subliminal messages in rock music were, you know, guilty of influencing listeners to take drugs and worship Satan and commit suicide. I mean, I knew I had to include a chapter in our documentary on this, so the film itself contains, you know, a lot of levity in certain parts, and one of them is definitely the rock and roll section. We spoke with some people such as senior editor of Rolling Stone magazine, David Frick, and examined things like the Beatles' Paul is Dead rumor and I Buried Paul in the song Stairway, Strawberry Fields to Heaven, as well as Revolution 9 from their White Album, which when played backwards sounds a lot like they're saying Turn Me On Dead Man in there, which is interesting. But yeah, we did a little study, a little micro experiment where we had three groups of people. We played the messages for them to see if they could hear them. It was really very fascinating. Another thing about sound, which I found was interesting, was Mark Mothersbaugh of Devo, the band Devo. He's also the founder of Mutato Musica in L.A. They've literally composed musical ad jingles for dozens of clients, including Microsoft and Nike, 7-Up, and McDonald's. And they're also responsible for over 100 original scores in film, television, and video games. And he mentioned that one of his first commercials, which was a Hawaiian Punch commercial, how he just kind of, he tasted it and it was really sweet and he didn't really like it that much. And he thought, well, I'll just go ahead and put in a little message, sugar is bad for you, just kind of hidden below the surface. And when he played this for the ad execs there in the room, they're all kind of, yeah, they're snapping their fingers. They go, yeah, that's Hawaiian Punch. And they never heard it. And it actually, he could hear it and his associates could hear it, but it went down on the commercial and it went out nationally. And he admitted doing this to a long list of commercials he worked on, including the Levi's commercial. And he actually told me in our interview, he said that, I'm sure that if I can put subliminal messages in a commercial, that advertising agencies must have a much easier time of it, and probably can do it in much bigger ways.
So are these people actually hearing it, or does it have to be pointed out to them?
Well, you know, the theory is that they do hear it, but only on a subconscious level. And so, you know, the subconscious mind, there's a lot of theories and debates on how that works, but basically, you know, it triggers some kind of an effect on them, and it has a strong impact. And will they hear that later? I mean, you know, that's debatable, I guess you could say. But you know, one of the things I think is interesting is that, you know, contrary to what most people think, subliminal advertising is not really illegal. I really tried to connect with some people in the advertising industry to get more of their viewpoints on this, to get their opinions on where is it used and what kind of regulations there are to prohibit or to regulate this kind of usage. And, you know, I contacted the FCC, who declined my request for an interview. And all they could really do is refer me to a 1974 report in which they stated that the use of subliminal techniques were inconsistent with the obligations of a licensee and that such broadcasts were clearly intended to be deceptive. But, you know, if you think about a policy statement like this, they're not really the same as enforceable rules. And furthermore, I mean, the FCC has no authority over advertisers, just the broadcasters that carry their messages.
You know, when you went into Disney, I had seen the one phallic symbol in Disney before, and it's real. There is no question about that one. Even if some of the others might be a little bit quasi-hard to see, that one is pretty obvious. Explain what you learned about Disney and how prevalent it was going back really quite a few years.
Yeah, I mean, regarding Disney, there was, we show a 60-minute news segment which discussed hidden sexual imagery in The Little Mermaid, which I was really surprised. I mean, 60 minutes spent, a 20-minute segment.
I'm sorry. That was my fault. That's my fault. I brought us right up to the break and dropped you there. We'll be back after this 4-minute break. Ladies and gentlemen, available at the Power Mall. Give us a call at 877-817-9829. Programming the Nation by Jeff Warrick. We'll be right back after this 4-minute break. Stay tuned.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. I want to give credit to Catherine, my incredible producer, for having found this DVD and Jeff Warrick for us, because this is just so good. It has opened up a whole new world for me, and I appreciate that so very much. It's available at the Power Mall. Give us a call if you have unlimited minutes, 573-378-6049, 573-378-6049. This would be great for you to get into your schools, your church libraries, wherever you can. Potlucks on Friday night with your friends. Show them this. I mean, they are going to be shocked. I guarantee you. Absolutely shocked. I mean, your first response is, no, no, they wouldn't do that to us. And then your next response is, oh, my gosh, it is so true. Anyway, Gary Franchi is joining me. And, Gary, I know I said to you, talked to you about this, and you said you learned about some of this in film school, correct?
Yeah, when I was in high school, I was in advanced television production, and there was a segment on subliminal advertising, and the film Picnic was one of the examples that was used, and they discussed how they would insert the frames. That's why I was so, you know, intrigued by his investigation into the frame rates, because in that film Picnic, they showed the frame rates, and they would insert these frames to go buy Coca-Cola and buy popcorn, and of course, the sales at the concession stand went up. So that was really a fascinating revelation for me. Here I am, you know, just a student and interested in television and seeing how it can be used, visually television can be used as a weapon, if you will, of whoever is behind the camera.
That's right. And well, let's go back to Disney, because I find this so amazing that they would pick on Disney of all things. What do you think was the motivation for using Disney? What are they wanting to accomplish in these children watching these movies, do you think? And I hate to ask you that pointed question, Jeff, but I mean, it's pretty obvious what they're doing.
Yeah, you know, regarding Disney, we show I mentioned the 60-minute segment, which discusses this hidden sexual imagery in The Little Mermaid. It's basically during a marriage ceremony, and they believe that a clergyman was you know, having an erection during the ceremony. This is all animated cartoons, so it's kind of insidious to think that Disney would be, you know, sending such messages to children. And then, you know, when you look closer, you'll find all kinds of Disney films that contain imagery like this, including, if you look on the internet, you can find examples of all of these, including Toy Story, Tangled, The Lion King, Aladdin, The Rescuers, Who Framed Roger Rabbit, The Hunchback of Notre Dame, and the list goes on and on and on. So what is Disney's motivation with this? I mean, a lot of people have said that maybe it could be disgruntled animators that were just, you know, I don't know, underpaid and overworked, and they were just inserting this in there.
Pardon me, I don't hear...
I don't know. I mean, that's something that we never really got to the bottom of. So I'd like to know as well. Michael Eisner, the former CEO of Disney, was interviewed in this 60-minute segment that we show, and, you know, he said that, look, there's... people are, that's just overworked imaginations. People will see what they want to see. But there's clearly some pretty good examples in these films if you take a look. So
yeah, there sure are. Oh, my goodness. I just couldn't believe it. Nate, can you give us some feed to Gary? He can't hear our guest, if you don't mind. He can't hear Jeff, if you don't mind. Can you hear now, Gary?
I can hear you.
Wait
fine.
A minute.
I don't hear Jeff.
Okay, Jeff, Jeff, just say something. Let me see if... Okay, they got it taken care of. Got it. Okay. So Disney is full of this subliminal programming, full of it for children. And then what really, and I wrote it down in my notes because it was so impressive to me, that when they want to hit a child is at 9 months, ladies and gentlemen. Speak to that, would you, Jeff?
Yeah, that's pretty insidious. And let me just share a few statistics with your listeners, if you don't mind. I mean, I found this staggering. Americans, the average American watches over 4 hours of TV per day, or 28 hours per week, or 2 months of nonstop TV watching per year. And in a 65-year life, that person will have spent 9 years glued to the tube. Now, the average person will see 30,000 commercials per year on TV. And regarding children, children spend 1,680 minutes per week watching TV. Yet the number of minutes per week that parents spend in meaningful conversation with children is 3.5 minutes. The number of hours children spend in school per year is 900 compared to 1,500 hours of watching television. And the average child will watch 8,000 murders on TV before finishing elementary school.
Wow.
And by age 18, they will have seen 200,000 acts of violence, including 40,000 murders.
That
now,
is incredible.
Advertisers, in comparison, advertisers will spend $70 billion this year in 2015 on TV advertising.
Incredible. And, we'll be back. We got a three-minute break. We'll be back after this three-minute break. And Charleston, heads up, I got something to tell you when we get back. I will... tell you this time. We'll be right back with our guest today, Jeff Warrick. This is Joyce and Gary.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shealy. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheevan. Author, Judy Dollarheit. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Stock market open today. If you're listening to this program live at about 30 in the red, it is 25 March today, and I just wanted to let you know I got an email. We like to keep track of what's going on around the country, and Norm emails and says, my wife's on her way to work on I-26 toward Columbia, and she just called me to tell me that so far she has seen unmarked various, many unmarked various vehicles with lights flashing, driving fast toward Charleston, which was southeast on I-26. Anyway, just a heads up, we like to have chatter on the Power Hour. We're talking today with Gary Franchi, but we're talking to Jeff Warrick, Programming the Nation. And we have to get back to the question, of course, why is this happening? Why would they do this? You just heard the millions of dollars that Jeff said are spent in subliminal advertising. And they're trying to get brand loyalty with children at 9 months of age. Incredible. Let's talk about motive here. Seriously, what do they think they're going to accomplish? Obviously, they're putting out $70 million. There's kind of something they want to accomplish with that $70 million. What is it that you think is at the bottom of all of this, Jeff?
Yeah, well, Joyce, I'll tell you. I mean, I got to say that I mean, if you think about all the money that's being spent and you ask why, I mean, the clear answer is just simply because it works. They know it works, and they've known it works for decades now. They've been testing it, and they've perfected their techniques. And in my opinion, I think the goal is really just to keep us dumbed down and lazy, lethargic, uninvolved, uneducated, uninformed, and out of the way to achieve their political and economic agendas. And then that's what I think their end game is, in my opinion. Regarding children, going back to that topic, they're definitely looking to get the attention of younger and younger children. And in my opinion, any advertising directed to a young child should be considered subliminal because, I mean, young children, you know, they really don't have they don't really know the difference between the ad and the program. I mean, it all blends seamlessly together for them. So mm-hmm. Any advertising to 4-year-olds or 5-year-olds or 6-year-olds is really dealing with a consciousness which is not using rational processes. And according to Ann Simonton of Media Watch, who we interviewed in our film, they start targeting children, like you said, at 9 months old. And they've noted that by 2 years old, they can achieve brand loyalty and recognition. I mean, that if you think about it, that's extraordinary.
It is. It really is. I want to move to military. And again, I want to remind you, you can get this at the Power Hour, and we've got a lot of things on special right now. So just ask them at the Power Mall what we have available. But the military, the use of Commando Solo, explain that if you would, please, and also DARPA's involvement in subliminal advertising. Why does the government need to advertise?
Well, regarding Commando Solo is basically an Army aircraft. It's a C-130 Hercules, which is dedicated to what's called psychological operations, and particularly by acting as an airborne radio and television station. It circles the area, directly broadcasting the messages in that, you know, you want to have the enemy receive. And during the first Gulf War in Desert Storm in the early 90s, it was alluded that other systems maybe were being used here because of the way in which the Iraqis, which was one of the largest armies in the world, essentially just gave up. I mean, it was like children at an elementary school during their first fire drill, the way they ran out of the bunkers and surrendered and everything. So from my perspective, it really looked like one of these technologies for influencing behavior had been applied. And it was actually the Scottish media after the war that reported on Project Solo. And one of the things that Nick Begich mentioned in our film is that they can do is they can also piggyback a signal on other carriers, like the broadcast already going on in the area. In other words, the Mosul music and prayers that all of these troops were listening to every day, they would piggyback a signal on that, which would create anxiety and fear as an emotional state.
Mm-hmm. And
so
Commando
during the standoff in Waco, Texas, at the Branch Davidian compound in 1993, which we know lasted 51 days, and we know the FBI tried all kinds of things during that siege, including but not limited to sleep deprivation techniques on David Koresh and his followers by means of they used all-night broadcasts, which included, you know, recordings of jet planes and rock music and Tibetan monastery chanting and even the sounds of screaming rabbits being slaughtered.
Oh.
I mean, they warned, you know, that they would heighten matters if they decided to take those risks. And on those loudspeakers that were on vehicles, they reportedly were also delivering other information. And we know that the FBI enlisted the help of actually a Russian scientist by the name of Igor Smirnov. And he had been researching the ability to phone subliminal messages into the head for many, many years. And they met in Arlington, Virginia to request the use of this technology to end the siege. I guess their plan was to pipe the voice of God into the head of Koresh in order to convince him to turn himself in. And to my knowledge, they decided not to employ his techniques, but it's been alluded that they might have used other methods, such as mixing words and maybe specific voices of family members with the recordings being broadcast that they would recognize on a subliminal level. And all of this was believed to be used to create fear and anxiety in the alleged cult members. And but you know, when you think about it, is that really the right thing you wanted to do in that environment?
That's right.
I mean, or did you want to try to bring people to calmness and thinking more clearly? You know, what they did was they agitated the situation. They created an explosive situation, and I think the results are now clear.
Yes. The military operations are so scary that they can use I don't care what it, whether it would be holograms or, you know, incredible types of advanced technological things. It's scary. It's scary to me, the control they have over us. I mean, we don't even know if there's a war going on with ISIS. All we see are pictures of a guy walking back and forth in a desert with a black flag. You know, that's supposed to be we're at war with these people. They show symbols to us, and we're supposed to acquiesce and believe that, oh, wow, this is happening. But do we really know what's happening in these countries? Or are we just being shown file film or stuff just to manipulate us? And DARPA has, you know, all the boy toys in the world to be able to do this to us.
Yeah, absolutely. And we look at things like DNRs in the film, which
explain DNR. Explain
well,
DNRs
are basically video news releases. They're things that are produced by public relations agencies. They're prepackaged and they're sent out to busy news stations that are under budget. And a lot of times they will take these prepackaged video news releases and they'll run them as is. Sometimes they'll snip them up and insert pieces of them into their news hour. And it's just basically to fill a slot. And DNRs were used extensively during and probably to the highest level by the Bush administration during the build-up to the Gulf War to propagate that war. And we talked with Amy Goodman of Democracy Now!, great interview with her. And she basically claimed that, you know, I mean, if you think about it, all news is kind of segmented, and it's a lot of it is falsified in some cases. They talk about using psychological operations and broadcasts in Iraq during the war, which were fake news broadcasts. They plant fake stories in Iraqi newspapers. And what does this really do for democracy? I mean, it really undermines democracy when you don't have a free press and people know, they know what's going on in their own country. We may not know what's going on here, but they clearly know that these stories aren't true and that they're being planted and that they're fake. And so it really just undermines democracy in general.
I'll give you a perfect example. You know, I produce news, and there's a website that I frequent because there is actually some good content on it, but I get news alerts quite often, and some of these news alerts are prepackaged NATO news segments. It's like NATO,
wow.
They got cameras out there, and they are producing news segments that this website is pushing out for news agencies to pick up. And then other corporations are sending out what appears to be news stories about their product to the news outlets, and then they pick it up and they just run with it. So they're getting, you know, in a sense, free advertising. It's really more advertorial in a sense.
Yeah.
But then, of course, you have the military-industrial complex and with NATO. That's really a frightening truth right there.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And if you think about it, I mean, the news stations. I mean, there's really only a handful of companies that control media, mass media. I mean, it's like, what, five or six companies, Disney, Time Warner, Murdoch, and a few others. And they control not just all of the television and cable stations, broadcast stations, but they own and control all of the newspapers. They own and control all of the radio stations, with, of course, exception to yours, Joyce. And, you know, they really control just about everything that we see, hear, watch, read. Everything is controlled by just a few small companies, these conglomerates. And, you know, a lot of times people will say, you know, what you're saying, you sound like you're a conspiracy theorist and all that. And if you think about it, you know, my film really tries to expand on the notion of subliminal. But, I mean, I think we really need to expand on our notion of what is a conspiracy. When you have all of these companies that own so much of the media, and they share boards of members of directors, and they consult with one another on how to achieve their agendas, and they work in conjunction with the military and our government, you know, that seems to me like a conspiracy. If you really want one,
yeah, that's right. I want to open up the phone lines. If you have a question, and if you're interested in this subject, and you find this pretty fascinating, like I do, give us a call at 855-995-6923, 855-995-6923. 6923. Or if you're like Colonel Alexander, or who was the other guy that was kind of the shill in the movie? I'm sorry to say that, but I mean the guy who said, oh, no, none of this stuff is true. Who was that gentleman in the movie?
Well, that was, I believe that was Colonel John B. Alexander, and he's
well, Alexander.
Yeah,
but the other guy, the dark-haired guy in the movie that also didn't believe in any of it. But anyway, there were two people in it.
Oh, boy, that was...
That's okay.
I lost it.
No big deal. But, you know, you had two people in there that didn't agree. So
yes.
I would like to know if there are people who say, hey, none of this is true, you're just seeing phallic symbols because you want to see phallic symbols or whatever, then give us a call at 855-995-6923. Dissenters always go to the front of the line, 855-995-6923, if you have a question or comment for our guest Jeff Warrick today. Gary, anything you'd like to deal with?
Yeah, I've got a question about the Wendy's logo. Your website goes into this the dark message. Can you explain the new Wendy's logo for us?
Oh, boy, that's a good one. I haven't actually taken a look at that at least recently. So can you describe it for me? I mean, what's the...
I'm going off your website. It says new Wendy's logo has a dark message. And
I'll tell you what, if he wants to look at that, let me go to David in Alabama first, and then we'll come back to that question. That sounds interesting. I like that. David in Alabama, you're on with our guest today, Jeff Warrick. Question or comment, please?
Comment and question. Thank you, Joyce. What you interviewed, because you give the guests time to display their topic.
Well,
I noticed too that on a radio, like my car radio, you can turn the volume down just low enough where you can hear, and then you think you don't hear it. And then when you turn it up, I was just thinking about that song, but I heard it before I actually turned it up. But those commercials, I saw the trailer a while ago, and I plan on getting that DVD about that. Think of the many times that they show those commercials over and over again all day. And the damage done there. But this is a wonderful topic because it's happening now, and I appreciate you bringing it forward.
Thank you. Appreciate you, David, also. There's so much more to this than we even know. They're probably light years ahead of where we think they are, which is what frightens me about this. Chris in Vegas. Let's go to Chris in Vegas. Chris, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with Jeff Warren.
Good morning, Jeff and Joyce, of course.
I
remember the Max Headroom series, Max Headroom, from back in the late 70s, early 80s, I think, and I found them to be very likely to be containing subliminal messages. Have you made any observations regarding that?
Well, I'll tell you, I've heard examples of it being used in Max Headroom. I know that there was a lot of really just bizarre editing going on there, very quick flashing frames and things like that. So specific examples from that, I don't know any off the top of my head. But, I mean, there's examples of this. And a lot of times, what is subliminal? It really, what I may see very clearly, another person doesn't see at all. So it really is based upon your threshold to imagery and to sound. And, I definitely agree. I've heard examples of it, that there were examples of it in there. I just don't know exactly what any of them are. So I apologize.
Something I've been looking into that I find very related to your research and observations is I'm fighting against Chase Bank and some of their entities in foreclosure. I've looked back at their Welcome to Chase, and Chase is glad to have you as a customer, and I've been doing word counts of particular pronouns, you, your, yourself, and my, that they seem to use profusely, about 20 to 25% of the words on the page, to try to create the illusion that there's a relationship exists when they're actually a third-party, what we call pretender lender or investor, who actually purchased an interest as opposed to being an actual party to the contract that seems to be a psyops mine more.
But wait a second. Who in their right? Who would think about counting pronouns? I mean, that is way beyond me. I wouldn't even think to do that. Why? How did that come to your mind to do that, Chris?
Well, I realized that they were being very fraudulent and deceptive. I knew something was way wrong. And when I read through and observed, it stood out how many of the words on the page were that. And I think they absolutely are using those words to induce, seduce, or create the illusion of a relationship to try to dupe the people into paying who actually don't have an obligation to do so.
Interesting. Okay. Very good. Very good. Do you have any response to that, Jeff?
Well, I mean, when it comes to Chase Manhattan Bank, which is one of the largest conglomerate banking institutions in the world, I wouldn't put it past them, and I wouldn't trust anything that they say either one way or the other. So,
yeah, no kidding. Thank you very much. Thank you, Chris. Let's go to Francis in North Carolina. Francis in North Carolina, you're on the air with Jeff Warrick. Go ahead, please.
Hey, folks.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting you mentioned about visual subliminals and so forth. I have another thought for you to throw into that pot. Say you call up a vehicle dealership or a hairdresser or whatever the case is for an appointment or talking to the individual that's giving you that service. And you're on hold, and all of a sudden the music is jacked up like you have to pull away from your ear about a foot.
Okay, well, we'll talk about that after this 3-minute break and the question that Gary had also regarding Wendy. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. 3-minute break. Joyce Riley, Gary Franchi, and Jeff Warrick. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Little subliminal advertising that snuck in there. Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world. We're talking to a gentleman today who has put out an incredible documentary called Programming the Nation? I don't think there's any question mark needed any longer. A film by Jeff Warrick. the subliminal messaging in America. And I got to tell you, it is amazing. You're going to love it. You know, I call this one-upping someone when you get the kind of DVD where you can go and say, well, wait till you see my DVD that I just got. Well, you wait till you see this one, ladies and gentlemen. Show it at a potluck or show it someplace where you can entertain people because it's entertaining also. The number of movies in here, it's amazing. And he shows the, and Jeff shows the how they have used subliminal work in all of these movies. It's just amazing. Anyway, kudos to him for that. Francis in North Carolina, go ahead and finish up, and then I want Jeff to tell us what his next project is. Go ahead, please.
Well, I find it interesting whenever you're on hold for some sort of a location of service to the, as far as the business goes, mm-hmm. that you have to hold the phone about a foot away from your ears because
okay.
the...
All right. Is that a... We don't have much time, but is that a... It an issue, Jeff? Do you think that's by design or what? Or they just
well, I think a lot of times that the sound levels are definitely played with. You notice that on television commercials as well. So I think it could be a ploy that absolutely is being used by advertisers and broadcasters as well.
Okay. Let's go to, I wanted to find out, your next project. What are you going to be focusing on next that you can tell us about?
Well, I'm actually digging in a little deeper. I mean, since doing the documentary, I realized that Programming the Nation is kind of just the tip of the iceberg, that there's so much more going on. And right now I'm exploring electromagnetic waves and ways in which they are stalking and harassing and surveilling people.
Excellent. Oh, we will want you back on as soon as that's available, for sure. Let's go to Wyatt in South Dakota. Wyatt in South Dakota. You're on the air with Jeff Warrick. Go ahead, please.
Yes, just wanted to make an observation there. In print advertisement, like in magazines for liquor or for cosmetics, there's all kinds of subliminal stuff that you can really spend time and look at it. You might have to turn it upside down to really see what's there. But one thing, remember American Idol. Everyone used to drink Coke on the judges, but there was never a Coke ad.
Hmm.
Yeah, I mean, product placement, which is what you're referring to, is one of the biggest examples of subliminal advertising, probably one of the most successful. And we look at that in the film, which is, I'm glad you brought that up, because you don't realize, you're not thinking this is a commercial, but you definitely see the Coke sitting there, the cup and the Coke. And so it does have a subliminal effect, absolutely.
All right, thank you.
They never had a Coke ad.
Isn't that amazing? They probably paid in other ways. Thank you, Wyatt. I appreciate the phone call. Lori in Montana. Looks like you'll probably be our final caller. Quickly, Lori. Go ahead, please.
Hi. A couple of things I wanted to mention really quickly, and that is, number one, I believe that the psychological manipulation that's in subliminal messages has been from a long, long time ago, even going back to the things that Edward Bernays had done in helping women to start smoking. But there, Harvey Redstone said in a Costco magazine from years and years ago that he was glad to be able to change the way a generation thinks.
Well, I think he did it, and you're right. Hey, thank you so much, everybody, for joining us today. All of our incredible listeners. Gary Franchi, thank you so much for being here today.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you. And to our guest, Jeff Warrick. Keep the good work coming, sir. We
thanks,
really appreciate
thanks for having
it.
Me on.
Thank you. Everybody, get it at the Power Mall. You are going to have so much fun with this. I kid you not. It's so good. Please share it with everybody. Give us a call at 573-378-6049 to get the documentary. And tomorrow, Jack Blood will be joining you on the air. I don't know who his guest is, but do get your transdermal magnesium at the Power Mall. Have a blessed day. We'll see you tomorrow. Y'all bless you all. We love you at the Power Mall.